with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There have been reported meetings between Ukrainian officials and U.S. weapons manufacturers.
The meetings come before Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets with President Donald Trump at the White House later this week. A senior Ukrainian official says that the delegation met with Lockheed Martin and Raytheon. Ukraine is seeking cruise missiles, air defense systems, and joint drone production agreements from the United States. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine have continued their attacks on each other's energy assets with recent strikes on oil terminals and power plants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says a three-month initiative to crack down on violent crime in several states over the summer was successful, and he would like to focus on another large American city.
I'm going to be strongly recommending, at the request of government officials, which is always nice, that you start looking at San Francisco. I think we can make San Francisco. There's one of our great cities 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now it's a mess.
The president had received pushback from cities like Los Angeles, Portland, and Chicago. The Supreme Court has indicated a willingness to limit race-based districts under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. During 2.5 hours of arguments on Wednesday, the court's 6 conservative justices seemed inclined to effectively strike down a black-majority congressional district in Louisiana because it relied too heavily on race. The landmark civil rights law has created majority black and Latino districts that vote reliably Democratic. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the Nasdaq rose 148, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. The GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India are being refused the right to bury their dead according to their beliefs. International Christian Concern reports, in more than 20 mostly Hindu villages, believers have been denied access to local cemeteries. ICC says a number of these villages have become hotbeds of Hindu fanaticism, adopting violent methods to impede Christians from practicing their religious freedom that is guaranteed by India's constitution. This is SRN News. A Florida judge has temporarily blocked the planned transfer of prime downtown Miami, Florida land for President Trump's future presidential library.
Circuit Judge Mabel Ruiz issued the order. This comes days after Miami activists alleged that local college officials violated Florida's open government law. The activist says officials at that school broke the law by giving the sizable plot of real estate to the state of Florida. The state then voted to transfer the land to the foundation for the planned presidential library.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The nearly 3-acre property is valued at more than $67 million, according to a 2025 assessment by the Miami-Dade County property appraiser. One real estate expert said the parcel could sell for hundreds of millions of dollars more. More details at SRNnews.com.